There's a public forum scheduled for 7 o'clock tonight that will likely feature Louisville Metro Councilwoman Judy Green and Ray Barker Sr. regarding the ongoing controversy that involves Green, who faces two separate ethics charges, one of which was brought by Barker. The Metro Ethics Commission hasn't made a decision on either ethics charge and has discouraged both Green and Barker from speaking publicly in the past, but it does appear that they will be participating. With me is Derek Barber, who is the vice president of American Slaves Incorporated, who's going to moderate tonight's discussion. First of all, thank you.
No problem. Thank you.
What's the purpose of the forum tonight?
We recognize that our culture, and we specific when we speak on our culture as descendants of American slaves, needs to be aware of all things surrounding their culture specifically. For a district to have a descendant of American slave council person, it shows that it must be a multitude of those individuals inside of that district. And so our concern isn't necessarily who's right and who's wrong. Our concern is what was working, is that going to be affected? Or can we also be more progressive with this delicate matter and keep the people in concern?
So it's the bigger issue here.
What's
the impact on the community as a result of whatever might come out of this?
Exactly. Also, people take for granted that just because it's on WHAS or Wave 3 or it's out there in the Leo or in the Courier Journal, that my community is really reading it or listening to it. And so some of these specifics are in a different parlance, which they really can't work through. So we need to make certain that there is a venue available for all of our people in their language, their parlance, bring the officials that represent us specifically, because Ray Barker or Judy Green, it wasn't a Democratic-Republican battle that got them their seat. It was the constituents in that community that gave them their seat and their reflection of them. And so we need to make certain that everybody has a chance to totally understand the story. And in this case, since they are of our culture, it's necessary for them to report back to their culture.
Can you give me a sense of, you mentioned what happens in the media and how this story is portrayed in the media, and then maybe the level of understanding in the community about it. Do you see a disconnect?
Definitely. The disconnect is, again, as I was saying, in parlance. Rather than when they say, you know, it was non-discretionary funds, who really knows what the, I know what the definition of that is in my community? According to our Renaissance plan on page 10, we have an area where we're speaking on the Kentucky Performance Report scores on 100% learning capability. And we realize that on an elementary level, whites are scoring at 94.8 and African Americans at 75.6. But by the time you get to a high school level, it's 79% to 58%. So we realize that some of these venues that are effective for the majority may be missing some of the same people who are actually missing in education.
Yeah, what does that mean when you say non-discretionary funds? Or what does it mean when we're talking about the kinds of legalese around these charges?
What we're saying is we need to be able to explain it to where there is a 101 course on reality in regards to being in an industrialized society and being in a civic society where there's some things that we need to explain on our own the best way possible. And if we know that people aren't abreast of it and it is directly affecting them, it is our responsibility as ASI to make certain that we do find some sort of conduit, and starting with the truth from the horse's mouth is the most prescribed method.
Are both going to attend tonight?
So far, due to legal issues, we have confirmed that Ms. Judy Green's husband will appear on her behalf.
Okay.
If it is clear, then she would be able to, if it was clear, she'd be able to step in. Because again, even she understands there are people who she's affecting, and at the same time, we don't know if those programs can run in spite of her or are they running because of her efforts. Both Ray Barker and Councilperson Judy Green have done great things and have great hopes for their district, which they reflect. And so we are not trying to focus on, you know, we're going to kick her out. We're trying to focus on how are we going to keep these people in order in terms of progression in that matter.
Your organization lists Charles Alexander III as a founding and current member of the Board of American Slaves, and he served as Councilwoman Green's campaign manager in 2006 and in 2010 when she was running against Barker. Is there a potential conflict of interest there for the organization or for that individual?
This is not about the personalities. It's about the culture. I understand that John McCain went up against another white counterpart before in an election. And you know what I mean? George Bush ran against Bill Clinton. It doesn't mean that just because they have different views politically that they still aren't a people. And so, of course, it's not a conflict of interest because our concern is still the people. And that's where we're going to keep the issues where they are. And the issue is, how are our people going to be affected? How do we understand what was going on? We need to get that from the horse's mouth. And so what happened is of a concern. But then what are we going to go? Where are we going to go from here is where we're going to place this meeting and make certain we do get that answer.
Derek Barber, thank you very much.
Thank you, sir.
Derek Barber is the Vice President of American Slaves Incorporated. He is moderating this discussion tonight, and it's going to take place at 314 Dr. W.J. Hodge Street. That's at the corner of 21st and Jefferson, tonight at 7 o'clock, and maybe some reconciliation at the end. It's going to be an interesting conversation, and we want you to know about it. We'll have further coverage of it, of course, this afternoon and tomorrow here on WFPL News.